Cut of the Week is brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL9. Cut one.
And that's when you went by the screen name Magic Panties.
Oh, God, yeah. See, I bike at home on a bicycle that has a leaderboard. So you have to have a leaderboard name, and you know, people were just like using names like Bike Girl or whatever, and I was like, I'm gonna do something totally crazy that way people laugh when they see me.
It's funny you say that, because Doug was trying to use that screen name.
Right, that and was my nickname for
he
years.
Saw that it was already taken. He was really mad about that.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate the screen.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Cut two.
Can I ask you guys a question?
You may.
Might clip this off. Like,
okay.
Her douchebag boyfriend, like nobody wants dish cable, because that stuff go.
It's
no.
Two different things.
Cut three.
I was watching TV when I was like 9 or 10 years old, and somehow 1 Million Years BC came on. Ever seen that with Raquel Welch running around in the purple? I was like 9 or 10 years old.
That was Andy Dufresne, right? That was his poster.
Yeah,
that's what
it was.
Correct.
I was mesmerized by this. Oh my God. And I said, Mike, that's when it hit me. I said, I like girls. I really like girls. And that one in particular.
Cut four.
Timberfake swooped in like a white knight, took care of you. And now this guy, who was probably who knows what he was doing in the 2 month period while you were getting it on with Timberfake, is now back in your life. And you just tossed Timberfake aside?
Yeah, man.
She didn't even deny it.
Oh my goodness.
Tony. I know, but you guys, what is a girl to do if you're in love? Like, if you're in love, if you're a heart of somewhere, what is a girl to do?
No, yeah.
That's a good question.
Follow your heart, I guess. That's
typically, get drunk and sleep with somebody else is what I've
dealt
with.
I know, but that doesn't heal your heart. That just heals you for that time.
Cut five.
We took a stretch Hummer with a few other step couples, and it was filled with warm tuna fish hors d'oeuvres. We ate a ton of tuna off the bellies of our stepfathers. After doing the cha-cha slide, I felt a rumbly in me tumbly. I wanted to be alone, so I ran into the cool kids' bathroom down by the locker room and began the big brown exodus.
Oh. Cut six.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
Oh, we're okay. Yes. What is it?
Is this Doug Bond?
Did you just flush something?
Yeah, it was just flushed something down the toilet, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's up?
Yeah.
Cut seven.
Then I heard some tough and cool stepdads come in the bathroom to smoke some squares. I got up to make sure the door was latched on my stall, and I guess one of my brown trouts felt frisky and jumped from me bum to me leg and pant proper. Sniff, sniff. I know that special blend of stink.
Okay, that's enough.